is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love Hallmark Christmas movies.
Hey, I'm Panda, and I like Hallmark Christmas movies.
I'm Dan, and I despise Hallmark Christmas movies, and this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Out of the gate, normal there.
What do you mean?
Just normal. Just feel like that was a standard voice.
Let's go back.
You want to do it again?
Hello, everybody. My name is Brandon. I'm ready for a good day. Yes, I am.
I'm going to go back to normal.
Normal's good.
I didn't like it.
You guys are chumps. You're chumps.
We're chumps?
You're chumps.
Chumps. That hurts.
Chumps a wumba.
Chumps a wumba.
Yeah.
All right.
I get knocked down.
You know, yeah, you do. But we do not get back up.
No, we stay
down. Because we're chumps.
We're chumps. That's just who we are.
Act hurt, be committed. That's what Gordon Bombay taught me.
Take the fall.
Is it act hurt, be committed? Is that what it is?
I think it's act indignant.
Take the fall, act hurt. What?
Be indignant?
No, there's no way he's teaching those children be indignant.
I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know. Gordon Bombay was a wild card.
The philosophy in Mighty Ducks should have its own dissertation. At least one, right?
Yeah. I hope so.
I mean, come on. There's a lot there.
Guys, I'm going to work on it.
Do it, please.
Okay.
Take the fall, act hurt, get indignant.
Get indignant?
Yep.
Wow, it is indignant. So I got the first two right.
Yeah.
Take the fall.
Get hurt.
Act hurt.
Oh.
Get. You don't get hurt. You act hurt so that you can get indignant.
Get indignant.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Deck the Hallmark, the program where we review Hallmark Christmas movies.
Not the Mighty Ducks.
Quack. Although we have talked about it more than we care to admit.
Yes.
You wouldn't put it past us.
No, I would not. Guys, how are you doing today?
Doing great, man.
So great.
Today is an exciting day. We're going to be on Kelly Clarkson today, where you're watching it, and clear out a bar. Say, everybody, turn on the Kelly Clarkson show. Everybody,
we're going to clear out a bar and
crowd around here. Yeah.
Even in our hometown of that Greenville, which have the best people in the world.
Yeah.
I don't think that plays incredibly well.
Yeah.
It doesn't play as bad as you think, though.
Okay.
I once cleared out a bar for The Sound of Music.
And everybody was on board.
People loved it.
Wow.
Those hills are alive, though. In their defense.
To be fair.
Those hills are alive. You mentioned, that Greenville. Love this town. Love this city. And it only gets better as the holiday season goes on because more and more people are doing the window displays that time. You got the tree. You got the festival of trees or whatever it's called where you go around and you look. It's just the best town.
One of the top notch. Yep.
What top five top notches?
Shandy Shakes.
I told you not to bring up Shandy Shakes ever again.
Oranges.
Okay.
Oranges are one of the top five top notches.
Yeah.
Okay.
Love oranges. Three, tacos with cilantro.
You were saying the number three. You're like three?
No. Don't be absurd.
Okay.
Four. And then number five is Greenville.
Yeah.
That's good stuff, everybody. Yeah. You know, this is good stuff, Universal Yums, the official snack of the holiday season.
It's a holiday box.
It's great because you get the big box of the snacks and you can just kind of pick and choose and you never have to go, what am I going to eat today? I'm going to go in and see the same snacks I always see in my pantry. Different snacks every month. UniversalYums.com/Hallmark. To get your holiday season popping. Popping, boys. Popping.
Are you going Queens with that accent?
Yeah, we're talking about the Royal Queen's Christmas.
That's a good one.
Don't spoil it.
It originally aired on December 11th, 2021, and it went a little something like this. The movie kicks off with some Matchbox 20 and Panda stands and cheers.
Yeah.
Rob Thomas. You want it? I got it. Dee Dee is the main gal's name. And she helps run a bakery with her cousin and she leads the Little Queens pageant, which is not.
It's exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah. It's the Little Queens pageant. Head across the pond, we meet Prince Colin, who likes to jam on the piano in random bars, as princes do. He's heading to New York City to announce to the world that he's going to be the future head of state
in a different country.
In a different country.
Yeah.
So, trip worth it. So the bakery gets a call up from the miners, and they're like, "Hey, do you want a chance to provide bakeries for a big event at pastries?
Provide a lot of bakeries?
Bakeries, pastries at this big event?" And they're like, "Yeah, we do." And they're like, "Bring some to the hotel and we'll sample them and let you know if you get the job. Bye." Turns out the event is for
Prince Colin.
Dexter from his laboratory.
Dee Dee.
No, it's Prince Colin. Dee Dee.
Dee Dee.
Is walking into the hotel with a box full of pastries and bumps into Colin. Pastries all smushy smushed, and no one wants a smushy smushed pastry. But the head chef at the hotel tries them anyways and hires them despite the fact that they're crushed. Colin's assistant tells him that he thinks that his parents want him to take over sooner than later, but he needs to get married. And so he throws out some options of who he could marry, and none of them seem to tickle his fancy, despite the fact that they're all fine people and individuals that he cares about. Dee Dee's dad calls, and he's supposed to be the piano player for the pageant practice, the Queen, Little Queen's pageant, maybe you've heard of it, but he can't make it. So she's walking out of the hotel, and she hears someone playing the piano at the hotel. It's Colin, because he just jams. And she asked him if he'd play the piano for the practice, because, you know, you ruined the pastries. And he's like, "No problem, I can do that." He starts playing and complains, "This Christmas music's too boring. I'm going to spice it up." And the kids love it. He ends up getting dinner with her family, and they ask him what he does for a living, and he says he manages the family business. And they're fine with that. After a big snowstorm comes in, he ends up spending the night and sleeping on the couch, because, you know, why not? He's supposed to head back to the hotel in the morning, but he decides to build a snowman instead and have a snowball fight. His assistant, Whippy, shows up.
It's Whitby.
Whippy.
Whitby.
I had Wilby.
It is Whitby. W-H-I-T-B-Y.
Someone Whitby. Look it up.
I did. It's Whitby. We looked it up. It's almost like we've done this before.
Whippy.
Whitby. It's not Whippy. The guy's name's not Whippy.
You know, now that I've thought about it, I'm with Brandon on this.
Yeah, it's Whippy. It's Whippy.
Call him whatever you want.
So Whippy shows up and is like, "I brought the cream." It's whipped cream.
That's
joke.
Such a Whippy thing.
Oh, classic Whippy cream. Whippy. Let's see what you did.
He's shocked to hear that Colin has agreed to continue to help with the Little Queen's pageant rehearsal. And Colin's like, "It's not what it sounds like." And this leads to a decorating montage, because, you know, you gotta. And she opens up about her heart being broken when she got stood up at the wishing tree. And then they almost kiss, but they're interrupted by a kid saying a word. He shows up. He tells her that he wishes that he could pursue music, but it's just not an option for him, managing the family business and whatnot. So Colin's parents really want Colin to marry this fancy girl, and Colin told Whippy that he liked her, but not like that. But Whippy kind of, you know, skirted around the truth and told parents that, yeah, he likes her. Her name's Adriana, and they end up showing up in New York, and they bring Adriana with her, and whoa. Whippy is shocked. They go to see the arts program that Colin is volunteering at with, and Colin is dressed up like Santa, and Dee Dee gives Colin a snazzy piano scarf, and he, you know, acts like he likes it, but it's a piano scarf. So he kisses her on the cheek just as the family walks in, and Whippy says, "Your Highness." And that's when everybody realizes that he's a highness. And Dee Dee storms out. No, not interested in this. He tells her, he runs after her and is like, "Listen, I'm sorry I didn't tell you. I really love just being Colin. I didn't want to be a highness." And she's like, "Whatever. I'm still pretty ticked at you." And she leaves. On top of that, his parents say, "You can't play piano anymore at the pageant." And that grown man says, okay, I guess so. He ends up spending the day showing Adriana the city that he's just visited for the first time. And he's clearly just not feeling it. But she does say that he can play the pageant. So Colin's back in. Hey. He's got approval. Colin shows up and crushes it. And his parents end up showing up and are like, wow, he's really doing it. Dee Dee doesn't talk to Colin after the pageant and isn't taking his calls. Pictures come out in the royal papes of him and Dee Dee. And the parents tell him that he has to make a statement saying that he loves Adriana, not this Dee Dee.
Dee Dee!
But when Whippy sees Dee Dee in the hotel kitchen delivering treats, he decides to tell Colin, and Colin runs down there and throws on his clothes, kind of, and tells her how he feels. And she's like, I feel the same way, but this just isn't possible. He then tells Adriana, he sees Adriana and tells her that he's not in love with her. And she's like, thank God, you're weird. That's not what she says, but basically. He tries to tell his dad the truth about how he feels about Dee Dee, but he says there's just no other option. Is there? We're announcing the engagement tonight, and but then he ends up changing his mind, and they announce that they're gonna work with Colin towards retirement, but also just let him decide what he wants to do with his life.
Unbelievable.
Even if it's not on the throne, Whippy helps him get ready by putting on his piano scarf. And Whippy still has a job. I don't know about this piano scarf, man. But there's no cabs in New York City, so he buys an electric scooter from a guy and scoots his way off to find her. And she's at the wishing tree, you know, making a wish. And when she opens up her eyes, there he is. And he tells her that he has his parents' blessing to live his life and asks her if her wish came true. And she kisses him. And she's like, does that answer your question? And he kisses her, and we all cheer. And that, my friends, was a royal queen's Christmas.
We did it.
We did do it, everybody. Let's take a quick break, and we will come back and we'll break this movie down with four segments here on Deck the Hallmark. Today, we are brought to you by Skylight Frame. The holidays are here. And you might be wondering, what's the gift that I should get? Skylight is that perfect gift. It is a gift that you can give your mom, your dad, your grandmother, and everybody across the board will love it because you get to send them new photos as often as you want to, and it just automatically updates on the Skylight Frame. We use Skylight Frame in my house. I've given one to my family. I love it because it's an easy way to just send updated pictures. It's a picture frame with updated pictures. It's 10-inch touchscreen. You could swipe through photos if you want to. Tap to thank the person that sent it. It's amazing. We love it. We just send the people that we care about the link, and they send pictures of their kids and them, and it's just great to see the family updated on the picture frame. I love it. Skylight Frame is fantastic. And here's the deal. Skylight's going to give you $10 off your purchase of Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com and enter the code DECK. That is $10 off your purchase of Skylight Frame by going to skylightframe.com and enter the code DECK. That is SKYLIGHTFRAME.com with the promo code DECK. And don't forget, the entire holiday season is brought to you by Philo. Philo is your holiday movie hub where you can watch Hallmark Channel, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, Lifetime, GAC, whatever you want to. It's on there. And some classic movies are on there. I watched Fred Claus the other day on Philo. They make it so simple. And they're giving our listeners 25% off 2 months by going to philo.tv/DTH. That's philo.tv/DTH. Welcome back, everybody, to the Dalmar. We're talking about a royal queen's Christmas. And we're going to do this thing where we break the movie down with four segments. We're going to start with the hot take, which is where we share exactly how we felt about this movie. And I'm very excited today, Panda, for you to kick us off.
Yeah.
Because the Columbia Record Club, yep. You guys remember them?
Yeah, 10 CDs for a quarter.
They have rebranded.
Oh.
And the Columbia Record Club now is the Columbia Hot Take Club.
Yep. Interesting.
Where they send out pictures.
10 hot takes for a quarter?
Yes, 10 hot takes for a quarter. So it's a picture of the person giving the hot take and their hot take on whatever it is that they're giving a hot take about. And this month, you were chosen for all 10 hot takes.
Yep, that's right.
So this month, if somebody signs up for the Columbia Hot Take Club,
it's just 10 pictures of Panda.
10 pictures of Panda for a quarter. That's
steep. But the problem is you now have to afterwards have to buy five more by the end of the year.
At their price.
At their price. Mm, and it is pricey, boys and girls.
Yeah, it's a little steep.
But I think it's worth it. I think it's worth it. And we're going to find out if this hot take is going to make the cut of the 10. Because you've had 10 pretty good ones so far this this holiday season. But I think you got one up your sleeve. So
I got a hot one for you.
Tell everybody about it.
All right. Listen, you guys know I'm a royal boy. Yeah. I love the royal movies.
Yeah.
And so I was I had circled this one on my list.
Yeah, you did.
I was pretty excited about it. And I am here to say that I'm a little let down. I like the movie. It is ridiculous. It does not give me the royal boy feels because there is only a couple castle scenes in it, and I love a good castle. Mm-hmm. However, it is still charming in its own way. It is ridiculous. It is the most absurd movie. Just genuinely dumb across the board. Just a dumb movie. But dumb does not necessarily mean bad here. Dumb just means ridiculous, ludicrous. I still had fun with this movie, even though it is not a good movie. I still had a lot of fun with it. I think you will too. So sign up now.
Columbia Record Club. I love this movie. I love this. I love these types of movies. And a holiday season where Hallmark's been pretty serious with their movies, and like I'm crying a lot, it's nice to have a movie that's just dumb. It's just dumb. This movie's dumb, and I love it. I love how dumb this movie is. It's very dumb. Did I mention it's dumb?
Is it dumb?
This movie's dumb, but I love this movie. There's so many. I have more Wait Whats than I think I've had the entire season. And that's what I want out of a Hallmark Christmas movie. I want to be entertained. I want the movie to be silly and also still have a good time with it. I had a great time. And I think that this is a nice counterbalance to the seriousness that the holiday season has had so far with some of the movies that have been really good. This is like a, hey, here's dumb time with the boys. So I appreciated that a lot. I liked it way more than I probably should have, and I apologize for my ratings. Dan?
If we had a show called Dumb Time with the Boys, it would be better and smarter than this film. guys, it does not commit the crime of being boring, but it gets everything else wrong. It is colossally stupid. It is just a bad movie from start to finish, but I laughed a lot, and I don't think that was the goal of the film at all, but I laughed. I laughed consistently through it at some of the weird plot machinations that we have here. It's absurdist. It doesn't make any sense, and it's real, real dumb, as we've already said before. So, yeah, it'll stay out of my bottom five purely because it came full circle and became funny to me, but nothing else to recommend here at all.
Well,
the lead is like a British Andrew Walker. Little bit. He's got that Andrew Walker look in his face.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah, but they were good. I like them together.
This movie also has a real problem that the final 30 minutes, I'm not entirely sure how they squeeze another 30 minutes out. Like the big reveal of everything you need to know happens with like, what, an hour left? Like 30 minutes left?
Yeah, but he does buy a scooter. So
true.
So that works.
That's worth it.
That's worth it. Let me ask you this. What do you think the deal was with Rob Thomas in this movie? Because not only is he featured at the top of this movie, he also, for reasons unknown to me, did a Facebook Live on the Hallmark Channel's Facebook talking about this song. And I don't know what the deal is with this partnership.
So I don't understand the partnership. Let me be upfront and say I don't know. But I do know that the song's great.
Yeah.
And
sending you a very New York Christmas. Bam, bam.
All right.
It's great.
How was that, guys?
It was really good. Yeah.
Is Rob Thomas here?
No.
What that a gift that
almost
was.
Almost
identical. It's time for All the Feels. It's part of the show. We talk about one of the movie gave us his feels. Panda?
Guys, I didn't want it to be the case. I didn't really have any feels, but that last scene of the movie where he pops into the wishing tree, her eyes are shut, she opens them, and he's there. Oh, man. My heart started beating. My palms got a little sweaty, and I loved it.
M&M's kept playing. In
yeah,
the
it was like Mom's Spaghetti. My Mom's Spaghetti. I was nervous, but on the surface, I was calm and ready to get
that's
feels.
That's the part where you lose me. On the surface, you look calm and ready.
Yeah.
Okay.
To get feels.
To get feels. Got it.
To get feels. That's exactly right. There's a couple of feels for me. One, there's a restaurant in this movie that everyone comes and hangs ornaments onto the roof.
Oh, that's great.
The ceiling, if you will. And that worked for me. I made me kind of want to get into the food service business. I hear it's great right now. And so I think I'm going to start a restaurant and everybody puts an ornament on a tree. But then also, my guy bought a scooter at the end of this movie. And as somebody who rides an electric scooter, loves them and thinks that they make everybody cooler, just automatically, that worked for me. Scooters are cool. Grown men who ride scooters to and fro are awesome and shouldn't be made fun of on the internet when they post pictures of themselves driving around scooters.
Carol.
It is a normal thing that people normal do. Adults do, including princes. So back off and let me scoot in peace. Dan?
Yeah, so my feels is a wait what, but I my feels was how much joy I got out of the fact that in the biggest city in the world, or at least the biggest city here per capita, no one recognizes this guy as a prince. No one. The whole movie. Mm.
How that, small is this country?
And he's making his announcement in New York City. And yeah. No one, no news outlet has that the royal family's there. No one puts it together. And at some point in the movie, it went from a wait what to they have to be doing this on purpose to make fun of royal movies. And if that's the case, tip of the cap to you. Because no one, until the very end where grandma's like, I knew it the whole time. No one knows who this guy is in New York City. Wild, couldn't believe it, but I'm here for it.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Hey, let's take one more quick break and we'll come back with the Wait What, which I think might take a while, and the What the Hallmark here on Deck the Hallmark. We are also brought to you by Calm. Man, do I love Calm. I have traveled recently to California and to New York, and I don't really like traveling. I don't like sleeping in hotel rooms. Calm helps. I can put my little headphones in my ears, open up the Calm app, and they will walk me through some meditation. They will give me some sleep stories. Whatever it is that I'm needing to help reduce stress, Calm can help make that possible with just so much audio. 100 million people around the world use Calm to take care of their minds, to help you sleep more, to stress less, to live better. For listeners of Deck the Hallmark, Calm is going to give you a special limited time offer. 40% off of a Calm premium subscription. That's what I have. Get so many fun goodies, the entire Calm catalog. 40% off the Calm catalog. Go to calm.com/deck. That is calm.com/deck for 40% off the entire unlimited access to Calm's library. That's calm.com/deck. And we're back, and we are talking about a royal queen's Christmas. And I think we're going to do the wait what, the part of the show we talk about whether this movie made us go wait what. And I'll start with you, Panda.
Yeah, I got just a few here.
A smattering,
if you will. First of all, I just want to point out that they have Whippy talk to himself an awful lot.
Yeah,
Whippy. And that is a choice. That is a choice that they make.
Yes, it is.
And it is... If he does it once or twice, I get it. They have him do it almost every scene, and that is a really bold move for this character. The kiss, I'm going to go back to their almost first kiss that gets interrupted. Now, they are here going to kiss on the streets of New York.
That's right.
Which I think that if you're going to do that, all privacy is immediately thrown out the window.
It commands complete silence.
Yeah.
In order to accomplish a kiss in New York City.
Apparently. because there's a little kid who's not related to anyone. No. It's not like their family. Normally when there's the almost kiss, a family member disrupts them. This kid's unrelated to anything. He doesn't even stop them directly. He just runs up to a window and goes, look at that!
That's it.
And that's all he says. And that's enough to, derail this entire kiss. And
in New York City, people are doing far worse while people are trying to stop them than that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a kid in the background window shopping and they're like, we can't, not here, the decorum. We couldn't. Possibly.
I don't understand it.
Unbelievable.
This kid's choir is unreal.
So good.
Because they have practiced for weeks with the first piano player until he is unable to continue. And this guy comes on in and he is just bebopping with this piano. I mean, he's just destroying the piano. And these kids do not miss a beat. Just like real children's choirs, who never need any practice and are phenomenal the first time they hear a song.
As a former member of a children's choir, we always were on point every time.
Every time. There was never a mistake.
The acoustic star advantage, got the most out of it. Now, I wasn't in the Little Queen's choir.
No.
So maybe that's different, but that's how we did it.
That very well could be the biggest one. Final thing is, I find it ridiculous that she is mad at him for announcing that he's a prince. It was not as if he does anything other than just kind of hides that fact, and it is one of the more ridiculous things that she is that angry about him being a prince. I never understood that as a reveal where the person's mad that the other person is incredibly wealthy and has prestige and power, and no one told them for a week or two, or even just in this case, a couple of days. I never understood that. That's just one of the things in the royal boy genre that I don't understand. Like, who's mad about that?
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, you're unbelievably wealthy and famous? Hate that.
Can't believe it. Can't believe Awful. You wouldn't tell me everything about you immediately.
Shocking.
It's unbelievable.
I'm not convinced. Actually, I'm convinced that Colin's actually a child. And I will bring you proof here now. Colin walks into a hotel and gasps at the sight of a piano. He just goes,
oh,
wow. He just needs his parents' permission for literally everything.
Yes.
My guy has been practicing piano with this choir for weeks now. His parents say, no, you can't do it. He's like, well, my hands are tied. Mommy and daddy said, no. there's nothing that I can do
mommy
here.
Mommy and daddy said no.
My mommy and daddy said no. My mommy and daddy, they said no, sir. I think he might be a child. Speaking of children, when he walks in for the first time and they're like, hey, Colin's going to practice, the kids all say thank you. And then there's like a 10-second break and another kid just says, thank you, Colin. Thank you. I forgot. I realized I didn't say it. I'm pretty sure they make chicken in a toaster oven in this movie, but that's neither here nor there. My guy decided that it would be better to sound as if he was in the mob than to say that he was a prince, because he says he's in the family business to a group of people from Queens, New York.
The family business.
And,
hey.
And if you think that they don't assume that you are often people in your spare time, you're sorely mistaken. It would have been better to tell everybody that you're a prince in that moment.
What's wild about that is that the mom is like so persnickety and like invasive. Like, she's asking constant questions, like seeing his answer, if he's, you know, well off, what he does. And then when he says, I do management for the family business, she's just like, yeah, that's good enough for me.
You're good enough for
me. Yeah, to be fair, she's learned not to ask questions. That's right. You ask when questions, someone that's says, how you go swimming with the fish.
Someone says they're in the family business,
you don't ask questions.
You just say, okay. At one point, she says that the windows take a year to plan, and I just don't know how that's possible because those windows are trash. She says this phrase, which isn't a phrase, fool me once, it's not going to end well. It's not that saying.
You know what they say.
Even remotely. Fool me once, it's not going to end well.
It's not going to end well.
The kids sway really hard in the choir, but I actually appreciated that. So I'm going to do that. You know what? When you go to your kid's Christmas pageant, you know what you're dying to see? Is a 30-year-old just going ham on a piano. Just, my guy was going so hard. Just like, that's what you want to see. You don't want to see your kid perform. You don't want all the lights to be on the children. You want the 30-year-old standing piano player to get the time that he deserves. He has earned this.
The kids weren't great, but that piano player,
boy. Thank God he was there. Saved the day. I'm pretty sure that in this version of New York City, there's no Uber, because once the cabs run out, his next step is scooter.
That's right.
Yep.
Which is very fascinating. And last but not least, they do something in this movie I've never seen or heard of before. They do a call and response Christmas tree countdown.
So classic.
Yep.
Where the guy says 10 and the crowd says
10.
And so it makes a 10-second countdown, 20 seconds.
Which is helpful if you're waiting on the romantic lead to show up and surprise you.
It is very helpful if you're waiting on someone to show up.
If they didn't do the call and response, he doesn't.
He would never have made it.
Nope.
Thank goodness for that weird call and response countdown.
He needed a solid 20 seconds extra. Without that,
wasn't going to make it.
10 seconds wouldn't do nothing.
No, not going to make it.
I've never seen it before. I loved it. Let's do it everywhere. Make it a tradition. Dan?
Let's embrace the fact that this guy's a party animal who doesn't want to do anything for the crown. And the version of that for him is finding an open piano and playing it.
Yeah.
That is the thing. That's the thing that's like, man, this guy, he doesn't get it. He's just off his rocker playing pianos that no one's sitting at. How dare he? How dare he fill the space with music? What is he thinking? I do have to stop because I had to pause this. I was laughing so hard. I do want to get this straight, and help me here if I'm wrong, guys. They're passing him the crown because they still want to pass the crown while they're still young.
Yeah.
Yeah, as royalty likes to do.
That is not how monarchies that I've ever heard of work. You know, we've done a good job, but we're tired of being empty nesters. We got to get out and see the monarch world. And we got to let our little youngster sow his monarchy seeds. And the only way to do that is if, in the prime of our rule, hand the crown to someone else, our son. That's how that works.
Early retirement for the kings and queens. That normally happens.
Well, what's weird is if you tell me that that's part of their tradition, then I'm okay. But then in the last 5 minutes of the movie, they just do a complete 180 on everything. They're just like, you know, we're going to make you take over the crown. We're just kidding. I think we're going to hang on to it for a while. We're going to make you marry Adriana. Just kidding. Do whatever you want. Like, it just is like, why didn't you do this the whole time? Like, what epiphany did you have?
I don't know, but it was definitely an epiphany because the king definitely says there's no other option.
Yeah.
Is there?
And it turns out there is.
Was the first time he has ever thought.
So ridiculous.
There might be another way to do this. Let's talk this through.
This kid's choir is singing just standard Christmas carols. And my man comes in and he's like, we got to spice it up. I got one you've never heard coming in hot. Joy to the World. Joy to the World is his big spice it up bit.
But it was a spiced up Joy to the World.
But it was still Joy to the World.
Still Joy to the World.
Yeah. And then they say he's got to stay on the couch because of a snowstorm, which in New York City with transportation, public transit, that just isn't a valid thing. When you showed up and the roads were fine, there's just that's ridiculous. But they say, pull out the sofa, and then the mom leans over to the daughter, to Dee Dee, and says, get the good linens. Guys, if you're on a couch, those linens aren't making heads or tails of that situation. They're just not. The linens are bad. The linens good, couch sucks.
Unless,
linens bad, couch sucks.
Unless the linens happen to include, like, I don't know, a mattress. Somehow, that's the part. Yeah, oh, it's a mattress.
Get the good linens and mattress.
Good mattress.
Gee, that's all I got.
It's time for What the Hallmark is, the part of the show we wonder what could have happened. I had a question. Panda, what are you still wondering about, pal?
You know, there's only one thing here, because I think they tie up everything so airtight.
Airtight.
Is the mother. She works in, it sounds like some sort of assisted living home of some sort. And she alludes to this story that she goes, the most exciting thing that happened to me today was that Mr. Bloom went into the wrong room and put on someone's suit three sizes too small.
Yeah.
And
it was a woman's suit.
And it was a woman's suit. Yeah. I want to be clear on that. That is quite the story, and I would love to know more about the aftermath of that. How everything shook out. Mr. Bloom sounds delightful, and also I'm a little concerned for him, and so just thoughts and prayers for Mr. Bloom.
Lots of fun Mr. Bloom is.
Yeah.
I got a couple. One is I think Wibby may have a photographic memory because he recites a newspaper article from memory. And I don't know if that was something he had to work really hard to do or if that's something that he does on a regular basis.
Never underestimate Will.
Oh, I never would. And I also want to know about the Children of the World charity, what that generic name charity does for the Children of the World. Children of the World charity, they're doing great work with the Children of the World. And I can't give you any more details.
Is the acronym
CAL? Yeah, it might be.
CAL.
CAL.
CAL charity.
Children of the World. What's up with the cow? What's up with the cow charity?
Yeah. I love cow charity.
Move over, Children of the World. I don't know.
They're utterly need help.
You know what works great with charity is cow puns.
Cow puns. Next level good.
I spot someone in need over there. Cow spots.
We're really milking it for all it's worth.
You're baking me crazy.
That's not cow. It's not cow bacon.
Milk it. Milk time.
This charity isn't real. It's a real moons over my scammy.
Double. You know, you say things like that. I've got real beef with you, Dan.
As you should. Okay. Mine is the one that I thought we would all have, which is Adriana. This character comes all the way to the United States, and she's betrothed to this guy. And it turns out she doesn't want to marry him.
Yeah.
And we never get any more information. You could make an entire movie told from her perspective and her love story back home and her requirement to marry this guy. And the fact that she was like, oh, I don't want to marry you either. And we just never got back to it. That's what I need more information on.
Yeah, it was, she's just clearly not in love with somebody else this whole time. So is her parents the same way? Like, this is what's happening?
Yeah, I would assume.
Man.
I would assume so. That's she's tough. Coming all the way across the pond.
All the pond. You got to go to New. Why didn't they couldn't just wait? They got to do it. You got to bring everybody. I guess also the other what the homework is, why is this happening in New York?
Oh my gosh. Mm. So many questions.
Why are they announcing?
Especially where no one recognizes them. Yeah. Yes.
They don't matter in New York at all. No one cares who they are or if they.
English speaking prince that looks like that guy looks, 30% of America knows that guy.
Yeah.
Easily. No matter how small his country is.
No, it doesn't. How many princes, kings, and stuff are there out there?
I just know some of the British ones, William and Harry.
Yeah, but like how many are there like princes and kings and stuff in like the littler countries?
I mean, like they're not like, you know, ministers too.
If you are a prince or king, what's the percentage of Americans that would know you, Dan, since 100%. You're so
100%.
You think so?
That's all I would care about.
What would your America name? What would your name be?
Dan Shire the third.
Ooh, and what would your first order of business be?
Bigger bread loaves.
Bigger bread loaves.
Bigger bread loaves.
So you,
the bakers in my town, in my kingdom, the bread loaves are tiny.
Mm-hmm.
I can't make a sandwich that fills me up.
Nope.
Can't do it.
Can't.
Bigger bread loaf, bigger slice, bigger sandwich. Happy Dan Shire the third.
Hey guys.
Yeah, Trace.
I got a king on the line.
You got a king on the line.
Yes.
Well, it's so good to be here, decked all stars.
That's not the name of our podcast.
That's what they told me the name was. I'm too important to memorize myself.
Deck the Hallmark. King, what are you? What's your name?
Well, I'm just King. It's King Jasper. King Jasper. You can call me J-Man for short.
Okay,
J-Man. I've never been called that before. I thought it'd be fun for this
podcast. J-Man, what country are you from?
Oh, you would never have heard of it. It's called Leviathan.
Leviathan?
Yes, Leviathan.
That sounds like a very interesting.
Read a book.
Okay. You know what's interesting is that we have a friend named Rig who says that all the time.
He says, read a book.
Yeah. Rig, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Do you have a question?
Your Highness, it's so happy to hear that you speak the King's English. Well, that is my English. That's the English that I speak. Reason you're dumb. Your Honor, did you just call me dumb? I'm not a judge. I just wanted to say how happy I was to see you, but now you go kick rocks. Who's that young man? What was he doing on the screen?
His name for your highness.
I was told I was going to hear about some sort of discount code for maybe a Philo, like a place to watch television for cheaper. I heard of a holiday movie hub.
Yeah, King, you go to Philo.tv. I mean, you probably heard that earlier, right?
No, I didn't hear it.
You just turned in now?
Just tuned in. I'm not listening to you.
Philo.tv/DTH.
I'm out here. King out.
All right. Thank you, King.
Boy, he is interesting.
There was a lot there.
It's interesting that he needs a discount code as King.
Well, that's Leviathan.
That was weird.
That's Leviathan for you. They're always looking for deals.
Bigger loaves.
Bigger loaves. Smaller problems.
That's right.
That's your campaign. That's campaign. They don't run for... No. Office there, but
it's Kings. That's the thing about being a king.
But if you did, that'd be it. We did it, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode. And until then, may we be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.